What do you feel that your team did tonight to produce such a lopsided result, both in scoring and seemingly play all over the ice tonight?
I think we were quick on pucks. D's did a really good job getting back, and our second man quick in the D zone allowed us to break a lot of pucks out, and a lot of really good sticks in the D zone, so they didn't have a whole lot of established O-zone time. I think working from our defensive zone out, we were really solid and gave ourselves a chance to create some offensively and, you know, made some plays.
I know it ultimately didn't count, but Patrick's goal 13 seconds in, how much do you just take off that, regardless of the fact it was offside?
Nothing really. It's kind of a bummer, honestly. I mean, you know, you'd like those to count. It's a great way to start the game. It's a good sign, you know, having those guys wired right off the bat, get a goal. But it's like, you know, that's tough.
How do you not let that sort of deflate you, that you just, like, just shake it off?
Great follow-up question. I think, you know, you just have to. You know, obviously the guy that scored the goal, he's bummed out. You know, that line was going all night, so I think they did a good job. Just stay on the puck. They created a lot of offense, and this game has a way of coming back and rewarding you. So, you know, he stayed with it and was able to get a big goal there at the end of the second period.
In the Central Division, especially this year, there's been a lot of teams that have gone on big streaks. In almost all cases other than yours, when the bubbles burst, things really fall off for them. What's this team done well to bounce back the way it has, like you did tonight?
You know, the first part of the season, we had to battle so hard to just stay afloat. So that's the rock of our game. I mean, that's what our game's based off of, is just like everyone's wired that way now. You know, I think we got so used to the game not going the way we wanted it to or expected it to, that we come into every game with that preparation. And you know, when you do that, you tend to be on the right side of the battles. You're stopping and starting a little bit more. You're having to do those things that you had to do when you were scratching and clawing to stay in the fight. So to answer your question, you know, I think our game hasn't really wavered. I think it's just we've been able to grow it off of that base.
Like, how much more you said you weren't before able to blow doors off teams, but I mean, it's 20 goals now in the last 4 games. Is this team growing into a team that has that can use that firepower?
Well, the power play looks right, so that's big, you know. That's obviously a weapon for us. So when you get that power play going in the right direction, that's a big boost to your team. And then on top of that, I think, like I said, you know, when you're on the right side of pucks and you're focused on playing solid defensively and doing the things you need to do on the defensive side of the puck, you're going to create a lot of rushes the other way, a lot of odd man rushes. A lot of bounces are going to go in your favor instead of, you know, when you find yourself on the offensive side, or what we call cheating a little bit, you know, those pucks end up in the back of your net.
Like the pregame ceremony with the Bombers and the Grey Cup and the crowd all went up. I mean, how much of a boost do you guys take just seeing the city in a celebratory mode like that?
Title Town Canada. Yeah, it was cool. I mean, those guys went on a heck of a run. You know, we were all pulling for them there at the end, and obviously the city was too. So great job by those guys to end a long drought. And, it's always nice to be able to celebrate with the other teams in your city and congratulate teams. And you know, hopefully they can reciprocate here sometime soon.
You guys have had remarkable success against Dallas over the years. So like 11 of the last 15 now, and 8 in a row at one point. Can you account for that at all?
Not really. I mean, they're a really good team, and you know, they're playing a really, really quality style of hockey right now. You know, especially the last couple of years, they make it really tough on you. I mean, especially in their building. I mean, they're a beast of a team. So, I think it's a team that, you know, we recognize some of the names on the other roster. We have respect for what they bring to the table, and I think we come into these games, you know, wired correctly. There was a time when they had 2 finished goalies, and, you know, Patty scored on every shot, it seems. So I think that helped a little bit. But it's one of those things, you know, sometimes the bounces just go your way against certain teams. But I know certainly we come prepared to play these guys because we know what they're capable of.